Okay, welcome back to the business show. You're listening to Des Machin, and we're talking to Mark Biddulph from the University Centre at Rees Heath. Mark, the University Centre offers a variety of different courses associated with agriculture. Presumably, a number of the students will go on to run their own farms. What business development skills do you impart to the students?
This year, Des, is the first time that we've run a top-up year. So the students from the Level 4 and Level 5 courses can continue their studies onto a Level 6 degree course. The modules that is delivered as part of that course, we went out to industry effectively and we asked some of the agricultural businesses from our area what they required from students. And pretty much every time they would come back and say that they needed more business experience. They needed courses which helped them with people management and time management and the efficiency of production. So we designed some modules for this course that were specifically tailored to getting those business skills into the students as well. So at level 3 and 4, we can really help them to understand their topic and take them through the fundamentals of agriculture and the day-to-day running of farms. As they go further, we can implement some of the managerial skills that they require. We tend to touch on this all the way through every course effectively, but it's into the later degree courses that we can primarily focus on it. As the students get older and mature, they really take an interest in the business side of their industry and realise that that is the key development area for the future effectively.
Presumably you're at the sharp end as well, so you'll know all the shortcomings and problems that farmers have to face on a day-to-day basis, and also looking forward to the future with all the changes that are brought about by government, etc. All those things you've got no control of. So do you have, or do you encourage students to take on board special support once they've gone into farming, once they've started their own farm or taken over a farm?
Effectively, what we try and get the students to do is look past the day-to-day issues that they have on the farm and to collect as much information as possible. We're just coming to the end of a lean management in agriculture project that we're running at Rees Heath, and it focuses effectively on collecting as much information about the day-to-day running. Yes, things come and go, and general problems that they have on a day-to-day basis are massively important, but to collect the information, analyse their production over a long period of time, and try and pick out some of the smaller reasons why things go wrong. Not focus on the problems effectively, but try and figure out why that happened. Just to go back to your question, the only way they can do that sometimes is if they get expert advice on points. So they are excellent at collecting the data, seeing how they are performing all through the year, but then industry experts can step in and really help them to analyse whether it's the nutrition of the animals or it's the procedures that they're following on a daily basis, to pick out the small changes they could make to effectively make vast changes to their profit margins or productivity at the end of the process effectively.
We can't discuss agriculture without discussing technology, because yeah, it's even found its way into farms now, and quite often I've lived rurally all my life, so I see farmers walking around with laptops now.
Yeah.
And I understand that they also use drones and sensors and lots of other equipment on board these hugely complex machines that they've got for harvesting, etc. How is the University Centre integrating this into the curriculum?
So just taking your drone example, the Countryside Department last year, or a couple of years ago in fact, purchased a drone that they could use for the students. Last year I got a guest lecture in from the University of Chester to display some of the drones that they can use to monitor the fields and to pick up as much information as possible about the growth of the crop. Also last year we had a visit from an agronomist who flew his drone over one of the college farms, one of the college farm fields, to pick out any variants amongst the crop and as a tool for him effectively to monitor this whole field, take a holistic approach and try and pinpoint any issues, any reasons, and going back to my data point, effectively look at the whole of the thing, which parts of the field are performing best, and try and identify the reasons behind their performance. In terms of other pieces of technology, we use apps as far as possible, and I'm really keen to get into the classroom any piece of technology which I think is going to impact the students of the future. So that can be something as visual as a drone. It could be an app which helps them to identify a weed, pest or disease, and to take that forward into the future. The key piece of technology which I think is going to have to come on leaps and bounds isn't as fancy as a drone effectively, but it's just the software that goes behind the management of a farm. We can collect data from thousands of different places, but it's all fairly useless until we can change our management approaches based upon that data. So we need a software system which effectively takes it all together, puts it into a displayable format, and then helps to show it to the farm manager in a manner which is going to help him make his decisions. We're very much in a period of big data, they often call it currently, and the scientists and the technology developers love to collect the information. It's now at the stage where we need to make it usable for the farmers effectively, and that's difficult in a classroom situation to get across, but it's a key part of the direction for the future, definitely.